Monday, March 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Last week, President Trump complained again about Democrats holding up confirmation of his appointees. There's plenty of truth to that, but it is not the whole story. Trump appointed individuals who had an unusual amount of paperwork to produce. They have to square their enormous personal assets to avoid conflicts of interest that, quite frankly, the president decided that he did not have to meet. He was appointing a lot of billionaires with conflicts of interest to resolve. The paperwork has to clear the ethics office. The Democrats did take advantage of that. The administration has been slow about naming appointees and is well behind offering appointees to second and lower tier level positions, as Trump says that he doesn't plan to fill all of them. That is a way to reduce government. One could get the impression that he doesn't hold USDA in high regard, or if he could, he would forget the Secretary of Agriculture. He was very late in naming Sonny Perdue, which frankly was a middling choice. The White House has been slow about its work, too. It was the GOP head of the Senate Ag Committee, Pat Roberts, that was asking expletively where Perdue's paperwork was at. Democrats had nothing to do with that. It was due to the neglect of this not being a priority of the administration. I think that we should expect this as a common theme. If they're going to cut the State Department budget by 37%, I think that we should expect that the Farm Bill will be reduced by as much. Trump didn't stop Carl Icahn from taking a shot at the renewable fuel standard. One wonders if he even knew about it. Ag trade is on the line as new trade tensions build. The border tax is a threat to ag exports. I think the GOP is going to push the border tax through. The general economy and ag economy are not on the same glide path, so all of the great expectations being presented for the general economy may not register positively for the ag economy. In fact, I would not be surprised if they diverge on the general economy strength. Who is there in the Trump administration to defend us? Sonny Perdue? That's a laugh. I fear that he will just be a figurehead. Trump's foreign policy and trade advisors are all focused on bigger things than us. Our GOP senators and congressional representatives are not going to do much to help us. They want to curry political favor with the Trump people, so go along with things that maybe are not in the interest of the ag sector. I would bet that they'll vote for the border tax, too. Mexico is still at the top of the list for pork export destinations. While they are researching other sources of purchasing corn, soybean, chicken, and beef, pork got left off their shopping list that I saw. There's just nowhere else to get the quantity of ham that they take at a competitive price. They're expanding their own hog production 20%, so that takes more corn and meal. Mexicans can source more chicken and beef from South America. I don't think much pork is available. Sandersons, who export chicken to Mexico, says that the trade continues normal, but as we reported, buyers are looking for other sources of supply. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. As I have pointed out, commodity markets are being determined short-term, at least, more by fund investment than by direct fundamentals. Funds pick winners and losers, but fund investment overall has surged into commodities. This investment has different price results. Funds have been buying corn and crude oil, for example. They've had small gains in corn, but crude has gone sideways despite the fund position build. The fund investment is predicated on what they are calling reinflation. Inflation data around the world is showing an uptick, and the funds are positioning for more. Trade disruptions, tariffs, and the like raise prices. A border tax on Chinese goods would become higher costs at Walmart. I personally see that as manufactured inflation, but the data doesn't differentiate kinds of inflation. Crude oil started out the week lower, but the funds are not liquidating longs. Bonds fell last week on news that there's an 86% chance that the Fed will increase interest rates this month, but have been holding support. If the Trump trade blows up, bonds surge higher. Funds have been buying breaks, continuing to support grain and soy markets, making the other fundamentals less impactful on price discovery. The technicals reflect the trend that the funds are creating. There's a tendency when funds are on a buying campaign to highlight anything bullish in order to bring rationality to their positioning. 90% of crops in South America can be good to excellent, but you will read about it being too wet in northeast Argentina. They can carry a weight of opposing fundamentals for a while until it builds until they can't. Seasonality is important. If spring planting weather has no disruptions and the crop goes in early under good conditions, at some points the funds will bail. Both CONAB and USDA will update their Brazilian crop forecast later this week. Estimates of production are increasing, and the logistical issues will sort themselves out. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.